Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring in. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, while we're waiting to get our special guest for this afternoon, let me talk a little bit about what's going on over in the Near East and in the Middle East, because none of this makes sense. Why would three carrier groups in the Persian Gulf, because, of course, the Boxer is there. It's a refurbished aircraft carrier with eight ships. So we've really got three carrier groups in the Gulf now, and you can look up the Boxer is there. So you've got the John Stennis, you've got the Eisenhower carrier task forces. There are two more moving towards the Persian Gulf as we speak. The Reagan just left the other day. Supposedly going to go in and relieve one of those, and then another new one just left this morning, I think, is going to go with the idea that the two new carrier groups are going to go in and pull and relieve the two carrier groups that are there. But there are many people in our military, in our Navy, who fear that the real plan was going to be not to withdraw the Eisenhower and the Stennis when the new carrier groups are alive, but to have four, actually with the Boxer, five carrier groups all jumbled up there in the Persian Gulf with no room to maneuver, where they'll be sitting ducks in case, of course, there is a war, an attack on Iran, because they've actually done war games. And considering, you know, how mobile little small the boats are with some of the very sophisticated weapons that the Russians have developed with America's help that they've sold to the Iranians and they now have on these boats, they'd be able to take out our carriers. We could lose a carrier or two carriers. The great, great tragedy is that if you look at things from a logical point of view, they just don't make sense. If you stop and look and see, why would the Iranians, with three carrier groups in the Persian Gulf and America, of course, beginning to mass troops on their border, America bringing in Patriot air missiles, surface-to-air missiles, to defend their troops in case of a counterattack from Iran after we strike them, why would the Iranians try to precipitate a crisis by capturing some of the British seamen and one woman and holding them? Why not just let them go? Why create an international incident? It's almost as if they're intent upon bringing about a war. And why do our leaders want to get into a war with Iran that we can't possibly win? Oh, certainly, but they're not going to defeat us. But what they're going to do, of course, is prolong the war in the Middle East, bring about a clash of civilization, inflame the entire Islamic world. There could very well be revolutions in Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, in Turkey, in Egypt, certainly in Kuwait, and all of the various Arab countries in response to America's attacking, a fellow Muslim nation. And don't think that this is not being considered by the leaders over there. They're scared to death. It doesn't make sense. It is not logical. So if it's not logical, there has to be another explanation. Well, now we're going to, of course, be talking on a little different subject, but maybe it's the same subject, because we have with us Jackie Alnor. We had her on the other day. I've read an article that she had written, which said that, everything is being done to prepare the way for the coming of the Antichrist. And when we get back from our break here, well, we're going to let her tell you her concern about what's happening in our society, what's happening in the Christian church today, as we're facing the greatest crisis, I believe, of modern times, and what our ministers are doing and what the average Christian is doing, facing the coming of terribly cataclysmic times. We'll be back in just a moment.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The war on terrorism. Will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We have Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And of course, our guest is Jackie Elnor. So, Jackie, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself, and then would you discuss that article I was really so intrigued with? And I'm just going to be quiet and let you talk.
Okay. Well, the webpage that you're referring to is my Apostasy Alert webpage, which is www.apostasyalert.org, and on there I've been trying to, it's this little place where I can write my commentaries in order to try to keep the body of Christ up to date on things that are going on, especially regarding the times that we live in, and we certainly live in perilous times. And my husband and I have been in apologetics ministry for the 20 years that we've been married, and we were both involved in it separately before we met. And I have been saved since 1981 on the 4th of July. On Independence Day, I got my independence from the devil, basically. And I had been raised Catholic, and when I came to the Lord, I put aside Catholicism because I wanted to just get into the Bible, and I didn't learn it there. So, I began getting involved in Walter Martin's ministry early on, who wrote The Kingdom of the Cults, and I began to find out that there were, you know, many cults out there and many false teachings, and at that time it was all outside the church. And we were concerned about getting people out of cults, and my husband and I spent many years with Eastern Christian Outreach in Philadelphia helping people get out of cults. And pretty soon things started that we started seeing that was happening out in the cults began happening within the church, and so we began really looking more at what's going on inside the church than outside the church, and we began in 1991 a publication called The Christian Sentinel. My husband is a journalism professor, and he was a daily newspaper reporter, and we began doing our research and writing and using our journalistic abilities to try to write articles in different magazines. We used to write for Religious News Service and a publication called Religion Report, and we just began trying to help Christians to not fall into the pitfalls of false teaching and false winds of doctrine that were just blowing through and have been pretty steadily now for quite some time. My husband ended up as the executive director of Evangelical Ministries to New Religions, and I was the secretary treasurer back in the 90s, and we would have conferences in which people from different areas of apologetics would get together and try to bring our research together as a way to try to help the church to have discernment. And we kind of got away from some of the rest of apologetics ministries. There started to be a lot of differences that couldn't be overcome between one and another, and there was a lot of divisions there, and a lot of it had to do with ecumenism and people wanting to be more ecumenical and not get people out of dangerous religious groups anymore, but just get into dialogue with them rather than to tell them that they were on the wrong path. And so we kind of divided there. I think a really important book that really made a big impression on me early on was Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan. And even though it was written hundreds of years ago, he was in jail for preaching without a license. You know, a lot of the things that he saw in Pilgrim's Progress that was done in a sort of a fairy tale sort of way, they still hold true today, that the road to life is narrow and all the other roads on the Broadway are wide, and it's very easy to get off track and be distracted because the devil puts so many pitfalls and decoys to get us off track. And so, you know, I try to keep track of that. I know the article that you were referring to is one that I wrote for the web page called Antichrist Strategy Exposed. And I begin by pointing out that, in fact, I'll read the first sentence. Back in 1985, a book came out that examined so-called communications from UFOs called In Advance of the Landing. The authors showed how the Space Brothers seemed to be getting the Earth prepared to be open to receive them and were waiting until the moment was right before making their grand entrance to the world. As ludicrous as that sounds, there's a parallel with the strategy of the spirit of Antichrist, who cannot make his debut until the timing is right, when the world has been fully prepared to accept him. And I believe that's what we're seeing right now. I think we're seeing the spirit of the age rising up and trying to bring certain things together to make the coming of the Antichrist acceptable, not only to people in the world, but also to people in the professing church. And when I say the professing church, I'm saying that not all who say to him, Lord, Lord, really know him. There's so many trends within Christendom that has people invited in some other door other than the door of repentance. Many people are coming, trying to get in through the windows and not through repentance. You can come to be a follower, let's say, of Christian methods and ways, and, you know, because maybe you want to prosper. And so you listen to the preacher on the television who says, oh, well, if you just go by Bible principles, then you might be able to get all those things that you want. You'll be able to live in a mansion and drive a great car. And people are hearing this all over the place on Christian television. And I say Christian in quotes, because the Church of Laodicea that Jesus spoke to in the book of Revelation, when he said that you are neither hot nor cold, but are lukewarm, that is what we're seeing in prominent today in the church.
Well, why don't you sort of go ahead? You've got a list of the things, commenting the Antichrist is hard at work. on many fronts to advance. His landing here, or coming, returning. You list a number of things in this article. I thought they were just so applicable to today, starting with calling good evil and evil good. Why don't you just pick that thought up?
Well, that unfortunately is being done today, calling good evil and evil good. As I brought out, many people who, let's say that they stand for the Bible's definition of morality, we're kind of looked at, we're looked down upon by liberals and everybody who, you know, want to shove us into the closet if we oppose the homosexual agenda, if we oppose abortion on demand and some of those things, then we're the ones who are criticized, and we're the ones that are being shoved in the closet as the people who are promoting more perverse and ungodly things. They are the ones who rule the day today. And I think we had mentioned before that judgment is going to come on those things, that we know that those things are only going to be on the increase as the time of Jesus coming nears. And when he looked upon what was going on in the world in the time of Noah, and he saw that there was only evil continually, he had to judge the entire planet, and a global flood took place. Now, when there was isolated evil at the time of Sodom and Gomorrah and other judgments, even Pompeii, though that was an extra-biblical one, those were isolated areas of evil, and God judged those locally. And so now we're anticipating what the Bible has said will be the final judgment upon the earth before the Lord returns, and that would be because it would be back like it was in the days of Noah. It would be global and not just local as it was in the time of Lot. So the similarities are still brought out by the Word of God. So calling evil good and good and evil, that is one of the signs. Another sign is getting ungodly leaders into high positions of government and the judiciary. I really honestly do not believe that an honest Christian politician could ever become president, because he would have to do too much compromising with the right things in order to be popular. The country doesn't want a moral upstanding president, and so he could never get there. So I know that there is a scripture about a times when God is put this beginning judgment. He says in Isaiah 3:12, "As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, those who lead you cause you to err and destroy the way of your paths." And we see that today. And again, I'm a woman, but I'm not designed to want to rule over men. And yet, we may very well have a female president. And again, I'm not necessarily putting her down for being in politics. I'm just saying that that is a sign of the times. And children oppressing people, it is so sad. You can't even turn on the news without hearing of even children killing their parents or shooting up the classrooms and the teachers and everything. People are now, fear is taking over towards the evil of that's going on with some young people, and especially as they play certain video games and things like that. So that's another area that is prophetically happening, preparing us for that time. And silencing the voices of reason, labeling us who oppose these things or speak out about those things, we're seen as narrow-minded. I was recently called a fundamentalist charismatic. Somebody called me, and this lady claiming to be a Christian who also claims that, you know, that the Bible has got some good things about God, but that it is not literally the Word of God. So that is now becoming more, we're having more these new Bible translations that aren't really translations, like the Message Bible, that are rewriting Scripture literally. And some of those things are silencing the voices of reason also, because they're making people embarrassed about Jesus and about his word.
Amen to that. We're going to be back in just a moment with Jackie Al Norris. We begin looking about what would the Antichrist do in preparation for his coming. Calling evil good and good evil. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
And evil good. To bring deviants out of the closet and put good people back in the closet, he'd want to get ungodly leaders elected to high positions of government and into the judiciary. He had silenced the voice of reason by labeling people who espousing truth as narrow-minded and ending all opposition. Most people would rather just sort of run for cover rather than be viciously attacked for proclaiming the truth of the gospel. You pick the story up there, Jackie.
Well, certainly when it's going to come to a point, I do believe, that those who will speak out will be persecuted. We're already seeing signs of that sort of thing happening now, just in the way that, you know, we're pressured into, you know, being really nice all the time and be careful about, you know, saying anything that, you know, doesn't sound like you're gushy-gushy. I know I had quoted Walter Martin, what he had said before, in an article that he had written years ago. I like how he talked about the Apostle Paul. He said Paul did not pick arguments. He went out and he witnessed for Jesus Christ, and when people argued with him, he answered them. Christians are supposed to give answers to the world. We are not supposed to go about looking for arguments, but we must love people so much that we are willing to argue for the truth. And yet, unfortunately, a lot of people in what's called the emerging church are this is the latest thing, movement within Christianity that is putting pressure on Christians not to engage the culture, not to answer their questions, but to try to just be nice and be uncritical to them in order to make them more comfortable to come into the church. And I know there's been books that have been written. There's authors such as Brian McLaren and Dan Kimball, who has written books. His latest book is They Like Jesus But Not the Church. And he's the pastor of a church there in Santa Cruz, actually. And he is considered one of the emergent leaders, who is saying that, you know, that the church looks so out of touch to the culture, and that somehow we're supposed to, you know, change our message in a way that would be more palatable to them. But, you know, Jesus said that they would, people, when we represent him, he says, the servant is not greater than the master. If they hated me, they're going to hate you. And so we can't really polish the message in order to make it palatable to people. That's not going to get them saved. That's not going to show them that, you know, judgment is looming, that there is a hell, and it is eternal, and that it's that the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. Now the pressure, even within the church, is to not be so dogmatic and say that people outside the Christian church can't get in. There are those who are saying, oh, you know, God has revealed himself in all religions. Everyone has a little bit of the truth. And unfortunately, we hear things like that from within the church and from, of course, the papacy, this current pope as well as the last pope, seem to be trying to bring all what they would call the monotheistic religions, all the ones who have one God, like Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, and bring them into under one authority, which of course would be the pope. And these trends are coming up in the church, unfortunately. And the way that they want to see this global church form is on the lowest common denominator. Anybody that has something nice to say about Jesus, then they're considered Christians, and so they're part of this global church. And, this even if it is a different Jesus, as long as they even use that name. So we have the spirit of Antichrist, I believe, is preparing in that way. We know that before the Antichrist comes, or when the Antichrist gets here, there will be a false prophet that is mentioned in the book of Revelation. And that false prophet is probably going to be kind of like a evil side, evil sort of John the Baptist, because the diabolical trinity of the Antichrist and the false prophet and the unholy spirit of the age, they are imitating the true trinity. And in that way, they're trying to be a counterfeit same kind of work.
There really is a mirror image of Christianity. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, sacred, the Antichrist and the false prophet. We'll be right back. with Jackie right after the break.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent, exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at Genesis, at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest this afternoon is Jackie Alnor, and basically her article is called The Apostasy Alert. And before we go on, Jackie, would you like to get your website out there?
Yes, it's www.apostasyalert.org. Apostasy being spelled A-P-O-S-T-A-S-Y, apostasyalert.org. And you're welcome to come and look at all of my articles. I write a commentary every week that wouldn't be carried by your major Christian magazines.
This article is excellent because it talks really about the things that have to come before the Antichrist would appear. Calling good evil, evil good, getting ungodly leaders into high positions in government and judiciary, silencing the voices of reason by labeling them narrow-minded, and then making the pursuit of money and prosperity the measure of success in the world, and increasing the availability of pornography and making licentiousness a popular sport, and discrediting the truth of the Bible by using scientific-sounding theories to say that Jesus never really existed or the miracles never really happened. And then begin to eliminate national boundaries, building a global economy and moving us towards a new one-world order and the end of nationalism. And then intimidating Christian leaders. So it's all right to talk about Christianity, but you certainly don't defend it for fear that you're going to offend somebody else. And finally, and I think that this is the most important at this time in our history, getting people interested in mystical powers that they can harness for their own quest for divinity of humankind. And today we see all across America an increasing interest in the mystical. We see certainly many programs on television about the supernatural. These people, like on Heroes, they can concentrate with their minds and do all sorts of amazing things. Like the medium on NBC, where Alison DeBois, who is a real person in real life, is able to communicate with the other dimension. And then, of course, begin to actually help the district attorney catch the bad guys. And now, of course, we have something new, a new phenomenon that's sweeping the country called The Secret. And The Secret, of course, pushed by Oprah Winfrey and Larry King and Jim Carrey, is pushed by a woman, a television producer from Australia, called Rhonda Burns. And of course, she really has sold well over 2 million of her books and 1.5 million DVDs. And people all across America are realizing that they can begin by using the mystical qualities of their mind to begin to change their reality and to almost like name it and claim it. You can get whatever you want. And even within Christianity today, there's a growing interest in mysticism and into experiencing Jesus. You don't want to read the scriptures, and you don't want to certainly read the Gospels and the Bible, the Word of God. No, you want to experience God. You want something supernatural to happen so that you can feel Him, you can see Him, and you want to walk the labyrinth. You want to go into trances. Christian yoga, what a wonderful way to reach the Lord. At least that's what they'll tell you. As you put yourself into a mystical trance, and you begin to unwind the Kundalini spirit. Well, go ahead, pick the story up there, Jackie, because, I mean, I think that your article, really, every one of our listeners ought to get a copy of it, and if they don't have access to it, we could send them a copy. I think it is very, very well done. What sort of response have you gotten to it?
Well, I had a lot of people writing. I don't have them right in front of me, but I have on my e-list, because people can write me through the link on my page and be added to my list, and I send out my weekly updates once a week that I do put up on my webpage. And so I have about 500 people on the list now, and many of them have come back. Sometimes I get funny little comments like, oh, you really hit the nail on this one, Jackie, you know, and those kinds of things. Because, you know, Christians who are discerning and understand the signs of the times and the perilous days that we live in, they have their antenna up. And Christians today need to be in that position to have their antennas up. And, you know, because, you know, deceptions are there for everybody, because the unholy spirit, like I said, the Antichrist counterfeits Jesus Christ, the false prophet counterfeits John the Baptist, and the unholy spirit, the spirit of the age, he counterfeits the Holy Spirit. And that's what so many of these mystics and the people you're just referring to, that's what they've tapped into. And they believe it's some sort of universal force that everybody can just learn how to grab onto. And, you know, this was exposed, you know, many years ago, back in the early 80s. Oh, there were several books that came out exposing the New Age movement to the Christians. And the Christians like, wow, we didn't know that this was happening, you know. And so those books that became popular at that time made a lot of Christians really alert, you know. And I even started a newsletter back then in 1983 called The New Age Alert, because I was reading the other books and going to the conferences and saying, oh, you know, this stuff is scary, where mysticism has come in under Christian terminology in the inner healing movement. Remember the inner healers that were popular back in the 80s, and you don't hear much about inner healing anymore, but back in that was popularized by Agnes Sanford, and in those days they would teach you how to visualize and, you know, and look within, because, you know, after all, if we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we should be able to look to some higher dimension within ourselves for our wisdom. And so, oh, these things were happening a lot in the churches under the banner of inner healing. You could go back in time and, you know, and get in touch with your inner child And, you know, so many books were written exposing that in the 80s that all of that kind of disappeared during the 90s. I mean, you didn't hear about it. It wasn't very popular. But now that people have forgotten about those books and we have a new generation, they are now, you know, taking it all in hook, line, and sinker through the contemplative movement, which is big in the emerging church. And, you know, came through, some of it was through Catholic mystics, such as Thomas Merton and Loyola and others like that. But now they're saying, well, we can learn what they did. We can get in touch with the divine. We can touch God. And, you know, I really think right now is a horrible time of apostasy in the church. I've seen revivals in California, you know, come and go, but right now, things in the church just seem to be so lukewarm. You don't see people going out there witnessing anymore. Everybody just kind of, you know, stays. You know, evangelism isn't heard of very much anymore, and people don't get out there and put themselves on the line for others anymore. It seems because the love of many has waxed cold.
Well, you know, Chris, we have our Christian television now. We have Benny Hinn there, and he will just do instantaneous healings. He'll get up on that stage, and he'll do miracles right before your eyes.
He is trafficking with spirits. I don't believe that he's just all that he's some hypnotist like people try to say.
No. He's in contact with the other dimension. We've got some of the things. Actually, we have one video where you can actually see his wife becoming possessed up on the stage, racing up and down the stage almost like an animal. You know, this is Mrs. Benny's wife. No, there's no question at all that many of our leading, you know, so-called evangelists have given themselves over to the dark side. But it's very, very impressive. You know, they can heal people right on the spot. But where are they getting the power to do it? Does God, you know, start working when the television cameras begin to roll? I don't think so.
Yeah. You know, I had contacted the Benny Hinn Ministry. This was back in the late 90s, and was trying to get some answers to some of the claims he was making at that time that Ruth Heflin, a so-called prophetess, had told him that Jesus Christ was going to show up physically in Benny Hinn's meetings. And so I was trying to follow up and write an article about it, and I contacted their ministry, and they wouldn't let me talk to Benny, but they let me sit in the third aisle of the it was in the Philadelphia, one of the big arena there. And so a friend of mine and I went, and so when we got there, we were given one of his bodyguards to hang out with us, like he had to show us around. And when Benny wasn't around, the bodyguard started imitating Benny and saying, oh, he says, don't sit too close. He goes, because you're going to go down. And we go, no, we're not going to go down. And he goes, oh, yes, you are. He says, you may think you're not going to go down, but you're going to go down. You know, when Benny waves his arms and the whole area falls down. So he says, you better not sit in the front row or they'll all start falling on you. So we'll put you in the third row. And when we sat there and he started changing from Benny into this other thing he becomes, he kept intentionally waving his hands right in our direction because he knew, of course, that we were there and he knew that we were skeptical of what he was up to. And so my friend and I kind of held each other's hand and prayed against it, because when he threw his arm out, you could feel a force hit you. And so me, myself and my friend, we because he had everybody stand up. And so we stood up and we held onto each other and we wouldn't go down. Well, the lady on the other side of my friend tried to pull her down. She wasn't going to do it. And everybody was falling down all around us, and we just stayed standing up because the Lord gave us power that his couldn't match, and he couldn't knock us down, and he kept trying. And everybody around us was shaking and flopping and everything else as the two of us silently were praying against it.
And I've heard the same stories from other people who've been at those Benny Hinn programs. And yes, there is a power, a force that hits him, but of course the power that's within us is far greater than the power that mobilizes Benny Hinn and so many of our other ministers today who are ministers but not of the God that we worship. And they, and this is the trouble. They've infiltrated our Christian television. They've neutralized the church, and there's so a little outcry about against what's going on from our Christian leaders. And some of them, like Ted Haggard, we find out that the man who heads the National Association of Evangelicals with over 30 million, some people say 60 million, but probably the figure is 30 million members, 30 million member National Association of Evangelicals, was a Christian dope dealer, and a homosexual dope dealer. I don't believe he was a Christian at all. I mean, he was leading the flock away from the true religion. And believe me, he knew exactly what he was doing, and we know some of the things he was doing on the side that to undercut and destabilize Christianity. And what really bothered me is when he was caught up, you know, and exposed, so many of our Christian leaders came to his defense without ever bothering to stop and see what he'd been doing to destroy Christianity from within. Because you can't destroy Christianity from without, but you can destroy it from within very, very effectively. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. And we need to learn that lesson. It was known 25 years ago, and this is why we're doing the programs with Jackie, and why we're bringing Constance Cumby back, why we're bringing Chris Joanna Michelson, who had written a book back then in 1982 called The Beautiful Side of Evil. And some of those people, we need to remember the lessons of the past, because nothing's changed. They really thought the Antichrist was coming in 1982. They even spent hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, running ads all across this country announcing the Antichrist, or the New World Leader was coming. That's what they called him. Well, they believe he's coming now. They really do. And everything would appear to be in place. And the only thing that's going to stop it are awakened Christians. But, you know, if we're just going to sit around and do what we've done in the past, why, nothing's going to change. And we're going to see the most frightening times in the history of mankind. So, Jackie, do you think that the average Christian really, in his own heart, believes that the advent of the Antichrist could be imminent?
Well, you know, it used to be that way, but unfortunately, the trend now, I know the so-called Hank Hanegraaff, the so-called Bible Answer Man, has just written a major book on preterism, claiming that that is the way that all took place in 70 A.D., and he's ridiculing any of those that believe that that the end times is upon us and all of that. So so that's a trend, and it's a backlash, unfortunately, because of a lot of people who got a little too careless with saying, you know, that Jesus had to come by 1988, or Jesus had to, you know, certainly he couldn't take longer than 2000, and, you know, and I remember there's one time I have a quote of a clip of Paul Crouch, the president of Trinity Broadcasting, saying that he says, if Jesus doesn't come by the year 2000, then I'm just going to throw all of it out and start all over again. And that's where he spoke for many people. Many people are throwing it all out now that it didn't happen, that Jesus didn't come by the year 2000, and now preterism is trying to take over and make people, you know, say, okay, well, it didn't happen, all of that, we've been hoodwinked, and, you know. And yet, you know, Jesus says he would come at a time that we think not, you know. And so that had to be fulfilled, too. You know, perhaps the reason he couldn't come in 1988 is we were all looking for him.
Amen to that. And most people today do not understand the relationship between what's going on in our country and what's going on in the Near East and what's going on in the Middle East against the backdrop, you know, of the Christian message. And the prophecies, which are very, very clear in the Bible, Ezekiel 38 and 39, and certainly these things are all been prophesied, because if you look at what's going on, it doesn't make sense, but nobody's talking about it. In fact, most of our Christian leaders, they're not even talking about against torture, because after all, we must be doing God's work over there, because our president's a Christian, and he speaks to God on a regular basis, and all of our major Christian leaders, of course, go back for regular conferences at the White House, and they're all supporting him. Which one of our major Christian leaders today is speaking out against what's going on? And And, of course, if you listen for them, well, you're going to have to listen an awful long time. What we need, of course, are Christian leaders who have the courage to speak out and expose the signs of the times and how this fits into prophecy. Because if you read what the other side says, and believe me, there is another side, and they have publications, and they have regular meetings, and they have millions and millions of supporters, and they've got people working at the highest levels of our government and within our courts and within our medical profession and our foundations and with our media, and they're preparing to neutralize the American people. Jackie, we're out of time. Thank you so very much for being with us, and I'm looking forward to getting out perhaps on our early morning program or other evening program again.
Yeah, I'd be delighted.
God bless, and thanks so very much. And our guest has been Jackie Alnor, and her website, of course, is apostasy, A-P-O-S-T-A-S-Y, alert, .org, apostasyalert.org. Go there. You'll really like her article on the Antichrist strategy exposed, because I think she hits the nail right on the head. And I think you better start watching and waiting for the time draweth nigh. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any...
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you've worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey Water Filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey Water Filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
DVD, if you'd like to get it, of Constance talking about what things were like 25 years ago and then beginning to bring them up to date. It's a talk Constance gave at our last conference. So you can get Constance Cumby's book or her four-tape set or her DVD by calling 1-800-544-8927 as she exposed the New Age movement and the Luciferian plan to bring about a new world order and a new world religion. And then, of course, we carry the book by Joanna Michelson, The Beautiful Side of Evil, and we have a four-tape set, a couple of tapes with her. It's called The Supernatural. But to really put things into their perspective, let me suggest my recent talk. It's called Forbidden Secret. Forbidden Secret, and you'll find it fascinating. It comes, you can get it by itself, or preferably with the syllabus. It used to be called Immigration Invasion, but we're calling it the Forbidden Secret Syllabus. You get it, well, you get the two of them together, you get a $5 discount on it, and we think it's an important thing for you to have. It's important for you to have the information so you can begin to understand what's going on and explain it to others. And, of course, The Forbidden Secret goes right along with my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. We have this great new DVD. It's called Riddles in Stone, put out by Chris Pinto, who put out The Secret Mysteries of America beginning last year, and we carry both of those DVDs. We carry, of course, the DVD and or video. They sold their souls for rock and roll. And if you haven't seen the 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour version, you need to get them. And, of course, you need to understand that it's not just people in the music industry who have sold their souls, but some of the richest and most powerful men in the world today. So you'll certainly want to get the material available from Radio Liberty. And then I hope you'll begin making preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead. And if you haven't laid in a supply of food, you really must, and whether you get it through us or get it through somebody else. But get in your food, your water supplies, your barrels to store water in, the pumps to get the water out, the food grinder, the things that you're going to need, because we're in for some difficult times. If you have an emergency food catalog, get your order together. If you don't, why, then, certainly we'll be glad to send you an emergency food catalog. If you can't afford it, go down to the store and start stocking up on the very staples that you're going to need. You're going to, of course, need to be prepared fiscally and financially and then spiritually for the difficult times that do lie ahead, because I am firmly convinced that we are going to be moving into a crisis situation in the Near East. And if you look at it from a logical point of view, it just doesn't make sense. Why, when the vast majority of the American people want to pull out of Iraq, would President Bush and the people who control him be determined to go to war with Iran and bring about a clash of civilizations and bring us to war with the entire Islamic world? It doesn't make sense. So there has to be another explanation, and that's the subject of my February newsletter. It'll be going out next week. It'll be available up on the Internet by the end of the week. Or if you'd like a free copy and you don't subscribe, give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Ask for the February newsletter. We'll get your free copy. But we do hope many of you will subscribe to our newsletter or join the Radio Liberty family. Quite frankly, we need your help. And then, of course, we need your prayers. So please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guest. And, well, this afternoon our guest is Bill Sardi. And Bill is a health journalist who does a great deal of research and certainly is known all across the nation. He does commercials there, but he's kind enough to come on to Radio Liberty to tell our listeners, some of the very important facts about what's going on health-wise. And today we're going to be talking about, well, Bill, you pick up the story.
A world gone medically mad.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
Of course, you know our world politically is in madness and certainly economically upside down. But certainly in the medical world, when we take a step back and look at all the things that we've talked about on Radio Liberty and more, and we do have to conclude that the world has gone medically mad. I mean, why in the world would we establish a Department of Homeland Security to protect Americans from some sort of biological terrorism and then allow immigrants to flood across the southern border of the United States, bringing with them tuberculosis, hepatitis, whooping cough, a variety of other diseases, and they cross without any health checks, even become citizens, and we don't know how long they've been carrying and spreading these diseases. The typical person coming across the border with tuberculosis will spread that to 40 other people, yet nothing is done. And, of course, we now see a rise in drug-resistant tuberculosis. We'll talk about that in a minute. But why do we even pretend that we're tracking down sources of food infections like E. coli and salmonella in foods like spinach and lettuce when the source is water runoff from cattle fields where the steers and the cows are fed grain instead of being pasture-fed with grass, and that alters the pH of their digestive tract to an alkaline state instead of an acid state? And as we've learned, why the stomach needs to be acidic, and therefore what we have now is a bacterial count in meat and dairy products that's 100-fold higher than when our grandparents ate meat and dairy products. And yet when all of this hits the newspapers, we blame consumers for not cooking their food properly. We know where the problem is. We know what has changed. United States Department of Agriculture doing nothing but letting young children, older people die because they're the ones vulnerable to these infections. Why do we even continue to promote flu shots when there's no evidence that flu shots reduce mortality rates? And in fact, in the United States, only 100 million flu shots are prepared for a population of 300 million. So why is there never any flu pandemic among the unvaccinated? Have we ever asked that question? Why? Why are we being herded into flu shot lines? This year, they're going to throw away millions of flu shots because they couldn't scare us into getting our flu shots, as there was no flu scare or pandemic scare this year. Real simple, the health authorities are working on behalf of the vaccine makers to do this every year.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Bill Sardi as we bring some other stations on board, and we lose a few stations for about 3 minutes. And then we're going to be going on with the insanity of what is gripping organized medicine today. So you hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment. We Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And with us this afternoon is our good friend Bill Sardi, who's a health journalist, and he's talking about the insanity that has gripped medicine. He talks about the Office of Homeland Security that has been formed to protect us from, of course, terrorist attacks, while leaving our southern border open so that immigrants can come into this country carrying tuberculosis and drug-resistant tuberculosis and whooping cough and all sorts of other diseases that simply just did not exist here, leprosy and others. And they're not checked, and we let them come in. They even can become citizens. They're not evaluated medically. Why we're so concerned about protecting the American people? We're spending $40 billion on Homeland Security and nothing to protect our borders or the health of our people. And then Bill asked the question, we're so concerned about the spinach and the E. coli spinach, but it's really because, of course, we've changed the feeding of our cows. We no longer have them grass-fed. They're grain-fed, which changes the pH of the digestive tract. And this is this pathological form of E. coli form. Why are they so concerned about immunization? We've got to get everybody immunized, and of course they have a massive campaign to immunize everybody, but they only make 100 million doses of vaccine for a nation of 300 million people, and the people who do not take the flu vaccine, they're usually healthier than those who do get the flu vaccine. And the studies, if you look at the scientific studies, there's no evidence that the influenza vaccine helps either the very young or the very old. In fact, there's a great deal of evidence it does harm because of the toxic doses of mercury that are in it. So why are we encouraging everybody to get a flu vaccine when it really doesn't do any good? And you pick up the story from there, Bill.
This goes on into the world of cholesterol, and of course your program has taken a great amount of time to point out to your listeners the folly of reducing your cholesterol. And we don't know why doctors continue to advise Americans to lower their cholesterol when efforts to reduce cholesterol have not lowered mortality rates, and over 500,000 Americans with low to normal cholesterol levels will drop dead of a sudden death heart attack this year and every year. We're going nowhere. This is a useless pursuit. We've done it year after year after year, and our doctors continue to prescribe statin drugs to lower cholesterol among healthy middle-aged adults.
Hold that thought, Bill. We'll be right back here in just a moment with Bill Sardi. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course, Bill is pointing out the absurdity of this idea of lowering cholesterol. If you look at the large-scale studies, we have not decreased the mortality rate at all by lowering cholesterol, not one iota. Now, you can lower the cholesterol because you're poisoning the liver, but are you helping the individual? Are they going to feel better on their statin drugs? And, of course, what about the incidence of stroke and heart disease in healthy people who've never had it? They want to give everybody this, and yet, well, you pick up the story there, Bill.
Certainly are. Three-quarters of the people taking statin drugs are taking it prevention. They don't have any symptoms, angina, previous heart attacks, or strokes. Dr. John Abramson, author of Overdosed America, Harvard professor, saying all of those people get no benefit out of taking statin drugs. And, of course, of the group, one out of four, that may, the high-risk group that may get a benefit, that only benefits one out of 75 of those. So where is the benefit in taking these statin drugs? You can see the big statin drug makers, one of them laid off 7,800 employees. This cholesterol era of heart disease is crumbling before our eyes, just like they were wrong about gastric ulcers and saying they were caused by stomach acid. Turned out they were caused by a germ. They were wrong about estrogen replacement therapy, and now they're going to be wrong about cholesterol. And by the way, there are no studies. Talk about a world gone medically mad. Why are we continuing to be phobic about high cholesterol foods like eggs when there isn't one study showing egg consumption significantly raises cholesterol or the rate of heart attacks. In fact, all of the studies are contrary to that, showing there is no risk from eating high cholesterol foods. The Japanese have much higher cholesterol levels and lower rates of cancer, and that's true throughout the world. So where are we going? Do we follow the science, or what are we up to? Why have we gone medically mad? Why have we developed this phobia over cholesterol, and it's just lowering a meaningless number? Now, I've read in this week's Journal of American Medical Association, a Cleveland Clinic doctor is writing about primary prevention, the very thing of giving so many millions of Americans a drug, a statin drug, to lower cholesterol. Will it work? According to the latest study in this week's Journal of American Medical Association, there is absolutely no evidence for it. Yet your doctor will stare you in the eye and say, if you don't take this drug, you're going to get a heart attack. Now, it's interesting, in the drug study that they just performed, the statin drug, there were 6 heart attacks in the statin drug group and no heart attacks in the group that took placebos. So I think you should be asking your doctor for a prescription placebo. It's the best I could recommend to you if you're that phobic over this whole thing. This is the latest study. It's in March 27 issue, 2007 Journal of American Medical Association. It's called the Meteor Study, and of course it's showing they did stop the progression of plaque buildup in your arteries, but they couldn't reverse it. If you had plaque there, it wasn't getting rid of it. So we're just marginally looking for the benefit. If we did lower cholesterol, but you still had the same number of heart attacks, just exactly what is this? A giant Chinese fire drill by a bunch of degreed health professionals. That's all we get down to. And we're really asking, when will this insanity really end? We're going nowhere. You may feel more comfortable seeing your cholesterol numbers go down, but their risk of death is still the same. So we've got to get off this track. We've got to get on some other one and find out what the real risk factors are. We're just taken aback by all of this. Why do we continue to prescribe man-made antibiotics, all which eventually induce germ resistance, which results in avoidable death of thousands of Americans, when it's well documented that there are alternatives? For instance, allicin, a molecule produced when we crush a clove of garlic, kills a wider number of bacteria and funguses and viruses than an entire array of antibiotic drugs. And it never induces any germ resistance, and we never think of using this. So we're just letting people die needlessly. The more antibiotics we use, the more germ resistance that we create. So we're just headed to a box canyon there, a place we cannot get out of. So it's amazing to me just to look and see where modern medicine has gone. A lot of this can be explained by commercial interests, which just dominate science and control the scientific evidence and things that we hear. So we just have to keep asking these questions. We know why are we even giving just lip service to fighting malaria in Africa? It's a tropical disease. It kills millions of people, mostly in sub-Saharan Africa. We began spraying the walls of the homes there in Africa with DDT, which reduces the malaria outbreaks by 80%. Even though an EPA hearing long ago, 1972, declared that DDT is not carcinogenic, mutagenic, teratogenic, that it means cause birth defects, and that these uses of DDT to fight malaria do not have deleterious effects on fish, birds, wildlife, or any other organisms, we objected to the use of DDT. World Health Authorities didn't use it when we could have wiped out malaria and put it in the closet. But, of course, we backed away from using DDT. We had saw a great campaign to scare the public away from it. And, of course, we've let millions of people die, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa. All this could have been stopped. Even the Wall Street Journal took this on and said, we've gone in the wrong direction. It just seems like a world gone medically mad. And, of course, just when you take a step back and you look at all this, we're now allocating billions of dollars to fight a bird flu, which only attacks birds. That's it. And it's all on the allegation or the preposition that maybe that flu will mutate and then cross to humans when it normally has never done this, just doesn't do it in nature. They're anticipating some sort of a mutation. Now, they've done that mutation intentionally in a laboratory and made these flu viruses 39,000 times more virulent and toxic and troublesome, but I'd be more concerned about that strain getting out of a laboratory than I would anything mutating in nature from birds to humans. It just, we've had centuries for this to go on. We haven't seen it. And so this is just a giant scare tactic and, of course, a great way for vaccine companies to make a lot of money vaccinating birds and for us to live under the threat or alleged threat that, of course, the day will come, there may be a scare, there may not even be a bird flu pandemic, but we'd be so scared, we'd line up for flu shots that likely would be unproven, might backfire, might be harmful. We'd have no way of knowing. They'd all be new and never used in extensively large groups. So, but we buy millions and millions of dollars these flu vaccines, and we have to ask just how obligated are the politicians to drum up a flu pandemic to get them used? So that the companies can make money. They're building these plants to make flu vaccines costing millions of dollars. It looks like they're going to have to cook a pandemic so that they can actually pay off for all these buildings and so on. So you wonder how far that's going to go. And it just certainly doesn't seem like it's ever going to mutate, really. So I don't know where they're going here. They'd have to phony up one or release the one that they intentionally mutated and is very virulent. So we have no idea what's going on here. Lots of shenanigans.
Oh, don't forget all the money they put out for the Tamiflu. They put out billions of dollars for a drug that really, unless you give it on the very first day, it doesn't do a bit of good. It doesn't cure the disease. It just you get well a day or two earlier. But the only person that really been helped is Donald Rumsfeld, who ran the company that developed the drug, and he's still got stock in it. And they've used the force of government to get communities all throughout our nation, throughout the world, to start stockpiling Tamiflu, a drug which apparently over in Japan has created some very adverse reactions after it.
It has. In fact, young children have died, and there's great concern over psychotic reactions to Tamiflu. And, of course, the Tamiflu drug has not been shown to save one life. That's what we're after. If you're interested in reducing the duration of the flu, if you can happen to get it. Now, imagine trying to get this flu shot or flu medicine to anybody early on when the whole world is scared in a pandemic as to how you could get it to them in the very first stages so that they could get it just to save a couple of days of flu symptoms. I mean, this is just stupid, and there'd be some sort of an extreme run on every doctor's office trying to get this. I mean, it would be in short supply. There'd be panic. I mean, what's the chance of you ever getting it? None. So this just goes on and on and on. All of this is in the context, Dr. Stan, you've heard me say this before, that while we're putting up all our guard for a flu pandemic, what's ready to break out across humanity is a TB infection. A third of the world already has TB infected in their lungs, and we have this extreme drug-resistant form of tuberculosis. Now, we think that form of tuberculosis, I saw a report the other day here on my desk, I think it was 70-some Americans walking around with extreme drug-resistant forms. They try and quarantine them. If they start spreading that across the United States in immune-compromised people, older people, young children, and others, you could see a massive loss of life due to this tuberculosis, and we're doing nothing about it, and we have no defense for it. Antibiotics won't work.
Well, because what you have to do is you have to quarantine those people. We used to do that, but of course we don't seem to do that very much anymore. I think there's one person they've quarantined.
Well, you wonder if they aren't letting this happen to cull down the size of the population. I mean, I hate to ask the question. I'm not looking for a boogeyman under every pillow, but you have to ask why.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment, and we'll ask some questions. Why are things happening the way they're happening? Bill, go right ahead, pick up the story.
Well, of course, for everyone, to get back to our cholesterol story a little bit.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763. 9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
To recommend the human papillomavirus vaccine because, of course, certainly about 3,200 women die every year in America of cervical cancer. It is the ninth most frequent cancer in women. But is it really logical? First of all, where is the proof that it's going to stop cervical cancer or significantly decrease it? There are no studies. It'll be 25 years before we know whether it'll really work, because it has only been tried in young women, and it has changed their pap smears, but they're still going to have to get pap smears. And it's not if you have an abnormal pap smear. Maybe later on you're going to get cervical cancer, but we won't know for 25 years. It's a massive, very expensive experiment where every woman, of course, is going to be involved if they can put this thing over. And the thing is, there are serious questions about what does it do to fertility? Could it make girls sterile? Could it make them have abortions? What will it do as far as congenital abnormalities when it's given to a girl who's 9, 10, or 11? What are the long-term studies? There are none. So why do they want to give it to every single girl? Why are they trying to mandate this all across America? And why are many of the doctors recommending this when they don't know what's going to happen? Why are they running a massive experiment on the American people and getting away with it, and nobody dares call it?
And it comes from that ethical pharmaceutical company that made Vioxx and killed 20,000 Americans by estimate. So, you know, kind of specious to even think we'd trust this, anything coming from the same people. But that company is actually financially bankrupt, and this seems to be a giant bailout giveaway by health authorities and government authorities to that company.
And of course, they were giving a lot of money out to politicians, and they certainly had an organization of...
Well, our own government forgave that company a $2 billion tax bill. We didn't completely forgive it. We let them not pay it for a couple, 3 years, so they wouldn't go bankrupt. You know, I need a little help on my taxes this year. I wonder if they'd do the same for me. But anyway, that's kind of what went on there. So we certainly need to raise the red flag on this one, and especially for our children who expect us to be knowledgeable about this so this isn't foisted off on them and required in schools and so on when the kids don't need it. So we do have a terribly... disturbing situation in the world of cancer treatment. We're talking today about a world gone medically mad, and certainly this is true in the cancer arena. And the day that you're diagnosed with cancer, about 30 to 50% of the time that cancer has spread already to another location. There is no effective treatment for the spreading form of cancer called metastasis. Yes, let me say it again. There is no effective treatment for metastasis. This is the primary reason why people die of cancer. Now, they may treat you, but they don't have any effective treatment for that. The other half of the people that have cancer have the forms of cancer that are solid tumors. This is about 70% of the cancers of the lung, the prostate, the breast, and the colon, and for which chemotherapy and radiation therapy cannot penetrate a solid tumor. Now, they're going to do those treatments on you, and if they don't, you will be misled and probably threatened to sue the health plan if they don't do some sort of form of treatment to save your loved ones. But nonetheless, I'm just trying to tell people, and doctors don't level with their patients and collect the money while they're doing treatment that has no chance of working, and chemo may work in the beginning a little bit, and then invariably drug resistance it develops, and of course the body develops a defense against these drugs and they don't work. So all of this is futile, worthless cancer treatment, toxic, most of the patients dying of the treatment before they ever die of the disease, and yet we go on with this, and half of the insanity are the patients who demand this kind of treatment. And are certainly never told that it's worthless, but they demand it and actually tell you that don't bring any of this up because it might disturb Grandma, and of course she's got cancer, so we don't want to disturb her. This is the insanity of all of this.
Well, now what about certainly in lymphomas and leukemias, the therapy?
That's right. The non-solid tumors, the leukemias and the lymphomas and so on, are treated fairly well with radiation and sometimes chemo, and those can be treated.
And so you have to differentiate the type of tumor, but the great tragedy is certain tumors just don't respond, but there's nothing else to do. Why not give it a try? We'll be back here in just a moment, here at Radio Liberty. Thank you. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Bill Sardi. Bill, go ahead and pick up the story there.
Well, certainly we have to ask, in a world gone medically mad, why do we spike baby foods with MSG, that's monosodium glutamate, so to promote the growth and the weight gain in these young babies, make sure they eat the food because it'll be tasty, stimulate the brain. And then we add MSG to foods for older adults because sometimes they're wasting and not eating well enough and lose their interest in eating, and so we put the MSG in foods to prevent weight loss in seniors. But then we tell us middle-agers that, MSG doesn't contribute to obesity whatsoever. How can we get away with that? Why does the government allow this? Why does the government allow MSG to be under 40 different names in our food? Yeast extract, textured protein, autolyzed yeast, calcium caseinate. You can go on and on and on. All these names, why do they allow this confusion to go on so we can't tell? And you can even make it so that they make the food with MSG and therefore it's not added later, so therefore they can say on the label, no MSG added, because they made it in the process of making the food, which misleads you into thinking there's no MSG in the food. And the government allows all this.
Adam Pierce, I think the point Bill is making is it is known in animal studies and known by farmers that if you feed the animals MSG, they get fat.
They
and that's
do.
What you do. You give them MSG when they got to fatten them up, you know, before you slaughter them. And yet they're allowing this in the food. And how many times have you heard them saying on the television, oh, look at the pathological obesity we have. So many obese people. And they know that both aspartame, NutraSweet, and MSG, excitotoxins, you know, they damage the brain, and they're carcinogenic. They damage the endocrine system, but they produce pathological obesity. Why would you put something in the food that produces pathological obesity and then keep claiming we're just eating too much and it's all McDonald's fault?
Certainly, we even have to ask, why in the world do we pretend to be concerned about obesity in America and then publish a food pyramid that suggests Americans should eat 15 to 26 servings of food a day? That's an overeater pyramid. That's all that is. The dairy industry, the meat industry, the grain industry got a hold of it, and by the time they finished with all their payoffs and influence, Americans were going to be eating 26 servings of food a day. It's the overeater's pyramid. It's a world gone medically mad.
Hold that thought there. Hold that thought, Bill. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and our guest is Bill Sardi, pointing out, of course, the contradiction of MSG, where they know MSG produces pathological obesity. The farmers know it. You give the cows the MSG, you know, when you want to fatten them up, certainly. All the animal studies show MSG produces pathological obesity, and yet, of course, we say, gee, shucks, we don't know why we have so many Americans today with pathological obesity. It's all Colonel Sanders and McDonald's fault. And they know why this is. The scientific studies are there, and they're simply deceiving the American people. Certainly, aspartame NutraSweet does exactly the same thing. They're carcinogenic. It affects the endocrine system, the fertility rates. So why are they encouraging people to use things that are hazardous to the health, that's actually been banned for 15 years by the FDA prior to 1981, when Donald Rumsfeld, used his influence within the Reagan administration to put in the head of the FDA, who was there just long enough to get aspartame legalized so they could put this poison in our baby food. Go ahead.
Well, and on this weight loss issue, you know, we went after ephedra. We heard that it killed a baseball player. We banned this weight loss supplement. It is a stimulant. It can be misused. It can be overdosed. It can have effects on the heart. It could cause death, and it did in a small number of people. But then after we banned it and congressmen stood up and marched and said, boy, we got rid of that one, they allowed the doctors to continue to prescribe a weight loss drug called Meridia, which has similar side effects and, of course, death rate as ephedra. Have we gone medically mad? What are we doing here? This is crazy. And this just goes on and on. The weight loss thing is just absolutely being controlled by the food industries. We're manipulating food so that we'll eat more of them. And the government knows all this, but they won't challenge them. They're paid off by all these interests. So this is just kind of what goes on. And of course, if you're following all this, it starts to make sense when we bring it into view by asking these kinds of questions. And of course, aren't you concerned that all of our children, the moment they don't show that they're being attentive in school, the teachers are all being trained to put all the kids on Ritalin, which is similar to a street drug called methamphetamine, which is an illicit street drug. I mean, what are we doing to our kids? A lot of this attention deficit disorder is simply anemia of childhood. The children are mentally fatigued. They need iron in their diets if they're in growth spurts. And they're not going to be attentive in school because they really need to nod off and naps and things because they don't have enough red blood cells that are carrying oxygen to the brain having high oxygen demand. So I've said this before, that a lot of our children are simply anemic. Feed them some red meat or something with iron in it, and instead we're putting them on these stimulants. The children can't get to sleep, but the parents, well, they like this too, because now Johnny's not, they don't have to discipline him. The insanity goes on and on. Why do we act like we're trying to reduce tobacco smoking in the United States while we allow tobacco companies to spike up the nicotine content in their cigarettes to make them more habit-forming? And that's exactly what they've done, just more and more. We continue to have 3,000 spina bifida babies born every year. This is a birth defect, cleft palates, and so on. And yet we could fortify our foods with more folic acid, and it would totally prevent the problem. A recent study shows we could double the amount of folic acid in fortified food, and it would be totally safe, and yet we're dragging our feet on this, and these poor babies being born with these birth defects. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. It's better to fortify the foods than try and get everybody to take a vitamin supplement. Folic acid is widely available. Fertile women in the United States, only a few, are taking the pills. It's on government's back to get this into the foods, fortify the foods, and limit the number of birth defects. It's all on their watch, and they're allowing it to happen. I don't know why. It's in crazy insanity. We continue in our world gone medically mad. Why do doctors prescribe ineffective drugs to treat Alzheimer's disease when a simple B vitamin, folic acid, is a proven preventive agent? I don't know whether we recognize we've got 78 million baby boomers ready to enter retirement years. Alzheimer's disease has doubled in the last 5 years, says the New York Times. What are we possibly going to do? We haven't got time to wait for any scientific breakthrough that's years away. There are no drugs that effectively treat Alzheimer's disease. The best agents that we can find, folic acid, a simple little 5-cent B vitamin, and of course another one is resveratrol, a little red wine supplement. These are the best things that we know so far. So we're marching into a terrible, terrible time when so many millions of Americans are going to lose their brain function, their memory, and so on. And we need to do something. And of course, we're standing here on the railroad tracks, and we're not doing anything. So if you were smart enough, make sure you got enough folic acid in your vitamin supplements and take them every day. It's close as we can get to heading this off till we learn more. But we're going to have to use the best available science. We have 2,500 unexplained crib deaths every year in the United States. Coupled with a mattress program, they began wrapping baby crib mattresses in New Zealand. For the last 10 years, they have not had one case of sudden infant death syndrome. That's been going on for 10 years in New Zealand. By wrapping the mattresses, the theory is there are toxic gases from molds and so on in the mattresses. The children soil the mattresses and promote this. All the evidence points to this, whether it's an older mattress that's used, whether the second and third children have higher risk of sudden infant death because they're using the older mattresses and so on. So We allow this to go on every year. We have a successful program that stopped it. 2,500 children die every year unexplainably with nothing done about it. So it's a world gone medically mad. It's crazy. I hope you can see through this to see the commercial interest, the intention, the dereliction of duty in all of this. And so this is what we get. In the cancer world, back to view that for a moment, we have all these mammograms, PSA tests, colonoscopies promoted. None of those prolong life. They only appear to. All they're doing is diagnosing cancer at an earlier date and then sending out press releases that the cancer treatment is helping people live longer. If you detect cancer 3 years sooner and you deliver the treatment, it'll make it look like the patients live 3 years longer, even though they're going to die on the same calendar day that they from their cancer. So regardless of the screening treatments, we're promoting this just to churn patients through so doctors and clinics can make more money. It has nothing to do with the improved survival. Many of you get in your 50s and 60s, the doctor wants to do a colonoscopy or some other test, the PSA test and so on. They're not going to help you whatsoever.
Well, Bill, what happens, though, if they do a colonoscopy, they find, for instance, a precancerous polyp or a cancerous polyp?
Well, that's where the doctors do take credit, and they frequently say, I found one polyp, making it sound like they saved your life. But what's interesting is there is this familial polyposis that you can have your gut lining filled with polyps. You're not dying of cancer. I'm not saying it's a welcome condition, nor that is it normal state of health. But for whatever reason, we're not quite putting together the polyps and the cancer yet. So I know it's an abnormal state. They believe it's precancerous, but something's wrong there in the explanation that they give us. And the point is that we do the colonoscopies, assuming then that the treatment is effective, but the treatment is not effective. All they do is cut more and more tissue out until there's no automobile left to run the no engine left to run the automobile. I mean, if you keep cutting your innards out, they never address what causes this. A lot of this is iron driven in the digestive tract. So you need to figure out what they're doing, and there is no effective treatment for colon cancer. It sounds rather final there. It sounds too definite, but it's true. There is no effective treatment for colon cancer.
But what happens if there's a colon cancer? They go in and they cut out a segment, and certainly the patient then no longer has the cancer, and it hasn't spread to another area. Don't many of these people do quite well?
They may do well. You may buy time. That is true. But the issue is they never dealt with the cause. And, of course, at the time, we don't know it. But what I'm saying is that in a great many of these cancers, they have what they call micrometastases. These are small spreading tumors you can't see. The tumor cells are spread. If the doctor himself allows just 1 millimeter ball of tumor cells to escape, why, that's 10 million cells. So it's highly likely that you're going to get cancer back at a later date. All you did is knock it down in size. And I'm not saying the treatment's worthless. In regards to immediate benefit, but I don't know that they're doing much but buying a small amount of time. Most of the patients, if you have a serious advanced stage, then to do any of this doesn't add a day to your life. If you have a very, very early stage and they just happen to catch it at that point, you may add some time to your life. It just depends where you are there. So it becomes rather difficult to ascertain and whether you should go ahead with any of this. Of course, this is irreversible. You're going to end up with a bag outside your stomach for waste material and all these other things, the colostomy bag. So, I mean, so much of this is so difficult to deal with. Of course, you're going to knock down the nutrients you're going to absorb, so therefore you're going to have less immune system to fight all this. So it really gets to be a real problem to deal with. And of course, we just have so many things like this. Cancer is just a craziness that we cannot understand. We keep trying to scratch our heads. Just look what they've done with skin cancer. They've told us to use sunscreen since 1971. It's 1971 when the mortality rates for malignant melanoma began to go skyrocket on the very year they started to use the sunscreens. Now they admit the sunscreens block out UVB radiation, the fast tanning rays, but they also cause vitamin D to be produced, and vitamin D is a highly anti-cancer hormone or vitamin, and therefore they knocked out the production of vitamin D that protects us from cancer, and they allowed the deeper penetrating UVA, slower tanning rays, to reach the skin, and now they admit it's UVA that causes the skin cancer. So they've been cooking skin cancer since 1971. The dermatologists misleading it. It filled all their offices. And, of course, on a scare tactic, we now have 7,000 Americans dying of malignant melanoma, and we keep running this phobia about using sunscreens. I would use it on my face. I don't want my face to look wrinkled up, but I wouldn't use it on the rest of my body. Most of us are vitamin D deficient, and, of course, in lieu of getting a lot of sun exposure, particularly in winter months, why vitamin D pills would be highly recommended. But the advice to stay out of the sun and to use sunscreens appears to be counterproductive. And, of course, it's just all a part of the story of a world gone medically mad. And, of course, it just seems like everything's gone in the wrong direction. And, of course, it makes it so difficult for us to communicate to the public, because this all comes through the offices of government health authorities, and we just can't fathom that all of them are in concert doing these things that are good for commercial interests, but maybe not for good for us and the health of our families. And of course, it's so widespread. Just today we've talked about birth defects and Alzheimer's disease and crib death and vaccines and tobacco smoking and Ritalin in our schools and MSG in our foods and the food pyramid and cholesterol phobia and flu shots and all of these things, bird flu, and yet we just are all, we have no idea how to even treat some of these things. Look at autism. It's skyrocketing and it going up and up. We scratch our heads. We claim we have no idea why it's being caused, and yet the Amish who do not vaccinate their children when they came into view by a reporter in a newspaper, then it found out that they have a non-existent rate of autism. You see, and we try to keep that information away from the American public. Should your children have all these vaccinations? Boy, I know it just doesn't look like that's such a great idea. Look what we did in 9/11. We had a biological terrorist escape detection after 9/11. This was not necessarily connected to the events in New York City at the World Trade Center towers, because it began in Florida. This, whoever this anthrax terrorist was, targeted the news media, first a tabloid paper in Florida, and then NBC offices in New York, and then congressional offices of just one opposing political party. That's all that these letters arrived to. The strain of the anthrax was genetically traced back to the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases at Fort Detrick, Maryland, and thereafter the search for the biological terrorist ended.
And I think it was so interesting that there were two Democratic senators who got the anthrax letters, but no Republican senators. And isn't it interesting that Dick Cheney and the entire White House staff started on Cipro, which is specific for anthrax, on the evening of September 11th? Nobody's ever asked why they started on Cipro, which is potentially a dangerous drug, and you would never do that unless you knew that there was a danger of infection. And, of course, they're very, very critical of this one scientist that they identified. And they said he was on Cipro, but apparently he'd been given it by his doctor. What doctor prescribed Cipro for the entire White House staff and Dick Cheney on the evening of September 11th? Nobody ever asked that question. Or why just Democratic senators got the got the anthrax-laden envelopes.
It's just that we are concerned that where is the terrorist now? I mean, this could happen again. Apparently our news media has been hushed by this whole thing. Get out of line and you're going to get one of those letters. I think the message has been sent. I think we need to understand this is the world gone mad, and we need to be aware of it and certainly be able to protect our own homes and loved ones the way we need to.
But we're just about out of time. Bill, let's get your website out there so people can go to your website and get your amazing information.
KnowledgeofHealth.com. You can read about much of this. KnowledgeofHealth.com. You're invited to visit. Please support Radio Liberty.
And, of course, there's a lot of fascinating information there. KnowledgeofHealth.com. And we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up this afternoon's program right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Bill, go right ahead. We've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Of course, we've been talking about a world gone mad.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you've worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Of Medicine, Dr. Marshall Angel, and Dr. Angel is on the staff at Harvard. She wrote a book, The Truth About the Drug Companies. You need to get it and read it. You need to get our 4-tape set on the statin drugs and little book we have on statin drugs if you are in statin drugs. You need to get certainly our 4-tape sets. We have two 4-tape sets on health issues by Dr. Blaylock. One is called Health Saving, Life-Saving Health Secrets, and the other certainly is just Dr. Blaylock's 2006 interviews. We have his book, health and nutrition secrets that can save your life. Health and nutrition secrets that can save your life by Dr. Blaylock. We recommend that. If you'd like to know about crib deaths, we carry a book, a little book that Bill Sardi wrote, Why Do Children Die? Why Do Children Die? And it really is a fascinating little book. Tells you about the New Zealand study. They haven't had a crib death there in over 10 years in all of New Zealand. And they just refuse to, of course, to introduce this here in the United States. We carry several other of Russell Blaylock's books, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, and Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. And that is an expose of the MSG and the aspartame that are carcinogenic, that actually produce pathological obesity and affect your mind, destroy the nervous system, because they're excitotoxins. Why would they release something that was dangerous to your health? Because there are people who have a different worldview. You need to get the 4 tape set we have on vaccines. We carry a little book by Neil Miller called Are Vaccines Safe and Effective? We have a book by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on vaccines. We hope that you'll get this information. We have, of course, a 4 tape set on the anthrax vaccine they gave to our military and destroyed the lives of so many of our military. You need to get the 4 tape set on vaccine A, used on our military, that went to the first Gulf War. Over 80,000 of those healthy young people are dead now. You said that couldn't be true. We would have heard about it. Well, if you like the figures from the Veterans Administration, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Well, we'll send you the pages from the Veterans Administration webpage. If you want to know how the influenza vaccine, of course, is destroying our elderly and destroying our young, you need to hear Dr. David Ayoub's excellent talk, available both on video and on DVD. And, of course, when you get that, you get a CD-ROM that has thousands of pages of research material on the influenza vaccine. And, of course, how in the elderly, why it increases the incidence of Alzheimer's disease 1,000%. If you'd like, of course, the abstract of the web page of Dr. Fudenberg, who's the dean of vaccinologists, on the 1,000% increase in Alzheimer's disease with the influenza vaccine they want you to take. Well, give us a call. We'll give them to you free of charge. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. How do you make any sense out of this? You need to see in my talk, planned population reduction. That's planned population reduction. You need, of course, to get my talk on population control. Our 4 tape set on population control, which tells you the truth about DDT, how it was outlawed, not because it was dangerous, but because it was saving so many lives. We've probably killed close to 100 million people over the last 33 years, since 1973 when it was banned, and then we made sure it was banned throughout the world, and about 3 million children die every year. Now, they lie to us, they tell it's only a million, but it's really 3 million. They don't want you to know the terrible things that are happening because of the policies that have been introduced. Number 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America, pray for Radio Liberty, pray for our provision and our protection.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Information Radio Network. I'm John Russell. A terror suspect held at Guantanamo Bay says he was tortured into confessions. With more on that story, here's correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Saudi national says he made up stories about being involved in the USS Cole bombing and other attacks just to make his captors happy, and that they were very happy once he did. Abdulrahim al-Nashiri is one of 14 high-value detainees held at Guantanamo. In a transcript of his military hearing, he says he was tortured from the time he was arrested 5 years ago. The CIA has denied any of the detainees held in secret prisons. The human rights groups have said for years agency interrogation methods amount to torture.
Local officials in Baghdad say U.S. airstrikes have killed at least 20 suspected terrorists and